Paul describes the spiritual battle that he has. I want to do what is good, but I cannot. I do not do the good things that I want to do. I continue to do the wicked things that I do not want to do. I do the things that I do not want to do. I do not choose to do such things. Instead, sin, who is Satan, who lives within me, controls me. As you know, spiritual conflict is not fun. We who have fought for many years the spiritual battle know that it is not easy and it is not fun. You cannot use human weapons to fight the spiritual forces. You cannot use, what is it, guns, knives, rockets. You can't even use sticks and stones to fight this battle. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Peter 5:8, be ready for action and be careful to keep watch. The devil is your enemy. He is like a lion. A lion walks about and looks for someone to eat. Oppose him and be strong in your faith. Remember that Christians in all parts of the world suffer exactly the same way that we do. It is universal. You have to fight spiritual battles with spiritual weapons. The good news is that Jesus has given you six powerful weapons together, and we call them the armor of God. That's right. With these spiritual weapons, we can fight back. You can stop the devil making you do the things you really don't want to do. You can take your life back. You can be in control of your life rather than the devil controlling what you do. When Paul was writing the letter to the Ephesians church, the Roman Empire was in control of Israel. Everyone was familiar with the Roman soldiers' armor, so they could visualize what Paul was teaching. When Paul took the Roman armor and the Roman soldiers' armor for his example, Paul was especially very familiar with the Roman armor because he was often in prison, our friend Paul, and when you're in prison in those days, what happened? You were chained to a Roman soldier. So he had plenty of opportunities to observe the Roman armor. Now, we're going to go through each of those pieces of armor and share them with you this morning so that you will have no doubt as to how you can protect yourself from the spiritual forces that attack. Now, Linda, I think, is going to... Who's going to read the first one? Lydia, sorry.
The first piece of Roman armor that Paul refers to is the belt. Paul says in verse 14, "So stand with the belt of truth around you." The belt played an important role in the effectiveness of a soldier's armor. It was the belt that held the scabbard, which held the sword. Imagine a soldier excited and charging out into battle, but without his belt and without his sword, which he left at home because it was attached to his belt. In addition, from the belt hung strips of leather which protected the soldier's lower part of the body. Also, any skirt or robe the soldier wore was tucked into the belt for greater freedom in fighting. But sometimes the best form of defense was not to charge into battle, but to stand firm. Notice that Paul says, stand with the belt of truth around you. This means that Paul is saying the devil does not always charge at you looking for a fight. More often, the devil slides up beside you without you noticing. At such times, it is the best to stand still and trust that Jesus will do the fighting for you. Paul is suggesting that for us to be ready for battle, we should have everything in place before we start out each day for another day of facing Satan with his wicked forces. Often there are not face-to-face battles, rather they are sneaky, silent attacks we don't even see coming. Did you have a prayer time before we started this day? Did you ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom for the day from his word, the Bible? Do I have the truth, Jesus, in the inner part of your life that makes you ready for the battle? If you have the truth well established in your life, the truth will set you free for battle. If we are not right inside, we will not have peace that we can win anything that the devil throws at us. Wearing the belt of truth will stop us from doing the things we should not do, stop us saying things we should not say, and stop us thinking the things we should not think. Paul says, so stand with the belt of truth around you.
Thank you. Now, Babak, I don't think he's here. Is Babak here? Babak was going to read the second part of the armor. And Paul mentions, which is the breastplate. Babak's not here. Verse 14 also says, and wear the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate was either a metal plate worn over the soldier's chest and back, or, to be more flexible, lots of small plates, like fish scales, joined together. This was to protect the chest and back. And you can see up there the sections that would give it more flexibility. Jesus himself makes us right with God. The word used in the Bible is righteousness. Justification is the Bible word. This means that because of what Jesus did on the cross, we are before God just as if we had never sinned. Are you confident that you can stand out, face Satan, and behave the right way, the way God would want you to behave, and the way that you know would please God? How do you behave in your daily dealings with God and with other people? You cannot treat God and people whom you are meeting during the day the right way if you are not right with God. Make sure that you're right with God before you go out each day. Paul encourages you to wear the belt of truth that ensures you have truth, that is Jesus, when you were to start the day. And secondly, Paul encourages you to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And Thessalonians says, since we are day people, let us be thoughtful, putting on faith and love as a breastplate. Speaker 3. Christina from China.
From Taiwan.
From Taiwan. Thank you.
The third piece of armor is the shoes. Verse 15 of our reading says, on your feet, put on the gospel of peace, like shoes that you are ready to use. Roman soldiers wore heavy sandals or shoes with soles made of several layers of leather. The bottom of his shoes had spikes, like football boots, enabling the spikes to dig into the ground and keep the soldier from slipping when fighting the enemy. As the Roman soldier had to be ready for action, so you, the Christian, must be ready for action. You must be ready when you get the opportunity to speak the gospel of Jesus to other people. Are you ready to speak to people about the good news, about the peace of God? The Apostle Peter said, you must always be ready. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Peter says, but in your heart, always honor Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. In this passage of Ephesians, Paul is also emphasizing not only that we must be ready, but that we must have peace between God and us, but also peace between you and your enemies. Jesus said, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Notice that this third piece of armor of the Christian is not to be used in personal attacking battle. It is another battle where it is best to stand and let Jesus win the battle for you. The devil will quietly make you afraid to tell to someone how special it is to have Jesus in your life, guiding and giving you his wisdom and his peace. So, when you get the opportunity to speak about Jesus, remember to stand firm, knowing that you are wearing the shoes of peace and so fully prepared for the attack of nerves when faced with having to talk about the hope that Jesus has given you to someone God has prepared and put in front of you.
Reza from one of our more newer members. We'll find out more about Reza in the near future, but today he's going to read as speaker four.
The fourth piece of armor that Paul mentioned is the shield. Our reading in verse 17 says, always carry your faith like a shield. This faith will protect you from any attack of the devil. His attacks are like burning arrows. The shield is not the small round one which protected only part of the soldier's body, but the large rectangular one like a door, made of wood covered with canvas or leather, which protected his whole body. Before a battle, it was soaked in water, which would help extinguish flaming arrows shot by the enemy. The evil plans of the enemy, Satan, are like burning arrows. They could be angry words. They could be fear. They could be love of ourselves and pride in our own achievement without giving God the credit. They could be lies. The enemy Satan puts these evil thoughts in our minds. One of these lies could be that God will not forgive us for our evil action or thoughts. The evil one will not let us remember or accept that Jesus has dealt with these things on the cross. They are gone and forgotten by God. Remember the writer to the heroes in chapter 8, 12 says, for I will forgive their weakness and will remember their sins no more. Taking the shield of the faith refers to believers trusting God to protect them when they're attacked by Satan with temptation, false teaching, persecution, doubt, or despair. Proverbs 13, verse 5 says, the evil one will use these arrows of doubt to try to destroy our faith. One more thing is that Roman would fix their shield together to make together, so making a large wall or roof that covered many soldiers from a storm of arrows. Many could be fiery arrows fired by the enemy. Paul says the evil plans of the enemy, Satan, are like a burning arrows. So, verse 17, always carry your faith like a shield. This faith will protect you from any attack of the devil. His attacks are like burning arrows.
Thank you so much. And Sharon is our speaker 5. Thank you, Sharon.
Hello, everybody. The fifth image that Paul used is hard hat or helmet. For the Roman soldier, the hard hat or helmet was made of bronze and had pieces hanging down the side to protect soldier cheek. In our reading is verse 17, Paul says, use this knowledge like a hard hat that protect you, your head. Just a thought, knowledge and faith must go together. Knowing something and believing it as fact are two different things. An example, Paul remind these readers that God saved them by the love of Jesus Christ. That is knowledge. Such knowledge is a gift from God, but such knowledge remain just knowledge unless we believe fully that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again so that we might have complete forgiveness and life everlasting. Such knowledge transferred to belief or faith is not something we do, but some as a gift from the Holy Spirit. Remember also in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, Paul says, the result of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Such knowledge protect us like wearing a hard hat. Without this knowledge and assurance, Satan can hurt us by daring us away from church, Bible study, prayer groups, and good friends who will guide us to the truth, which is Jesus. To know that Jesus can and for many has reserved us from Satan and sin, and this should make us very happy. We have confidence in our salvation and the fact that Satan is defeated and cannot touch us unless we let him, because we are sure of what Jesus has done for us. Thank you.
And speaker 6 is Hamid.
The last piece of armor is the sword. Paul says in our reading, attack the devil with the word of God. This word is like a sword. It cuts with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Roman soldier's sword had a short handle and a double-edged blade, 2 feet long and 2 inches wide. and was ideal for close fighting. The other pieces of the Roman soldiers' armor are for protection. This piece of armor is for attacking. Like the Roman armor, the sword or the Bible is the only item of the Christian's armor with which you attack. All other pieces of the Christian armor is for protection. The Bible's words are often like a sword. We must use it with assurance and with wisdom. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "The word of God is living and full of power. It is sharper than any sword that cuts on both edges. It cuts between soul and spirit. It cuts between joint and muscles. It knows people's thoughts and attitudes. No one can hide from God. His eyes see all things as they really are. It is to him that we all must give an account for what we do. An example of its use is when Jesus used the word of God to defend himself from the devil when he was in the desert. Satan brought thoughts to his mind, 'Make these stones into bread because you have not eaten for 40 days. These thoughts were not God's thoughts. Matthew chapter 44, verse 10. Jesus used the sword or the word of God, words from the Bible, against Satan when Satan attacked him. Jesus said, "It is written." Just another thought is that it is that the Holy Spirit makes the word of God active in our hands. We should know the Bible thoroughly so that you can bring the right passages to our thinking quickly and easily. We should know the word of God and be able to use it confidently as a sword when attacked come from Satan and his millions of demons. So, the last piece of armor is the sword. And Paul says, verse 17, attack the devil with the word of God. This word is like a sword. It cuts with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. And Barham is just going to have a quick summary. Thank you, Barham.
The first speaker, Lydia, talked about the belt of truth. We must be prepared for anything that might happen during each day. We face sneaky, silent attacks from our enemy, the devil. So we must prepare ourselves by laying our lives before Jesus Christ, the truth, asking for the help of his Holy Spirit as we face the challenges of everyday life. Secondly, Alan reminded us that we must be right with God when we face our battle with the devil each day. We must put on the breastplate of righteousness to be effective. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, Jesus Christ made it possible for our sins to be forgiven. We can be right with God as a free gift if we decide to be Jesus' follower and learn from him. Now the question is, have you made that decision yet? Next, Christina told us about the need to put on our feet the gospel of peace, like shoes that are ready to use. To defeat the devil, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to make opportunities for us to share the good news about Jesus Christ with needy people. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is always calling us to prepare offer ourselves to share the good news of peace, we are commanded. Notice the strong word I use is commanded. Jesus Christ doesn't ask or plead it. He commands to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. We must do this with gentleness and respect. Of course, to do this, we must be people of peace ourselves, reconciled to God and the people around us. Fourthly, Reza reminded us to take up God's shield to defend ourselves. The devil attacks us. The devil's attacks are real. Whether there are lies or gossip about us, doubts that we have about God or His word, false pride or a host of other subtle attacks that can hurt our faith and make us ineffective for God. Then Sharam, to put the head knowledge that we have about the good news into action. That is what faith is. Verse 17 says, you know that God has saved you by the love of Christ. Use this knowledge like a hard hat that protects your head. The Roman soldier's helmet protected his head where his thinking occurs during battle. Our thoughts about God's free gift of forgiveness must be certain so that we can have victory in our battle with the devil. Lastly, Hamid told us about the sword, the only piece of armor used for attack. Our attack against the schemes of the devil starts with the Bible, God's message to us. We must be able to use it effectively in daily life, in our battle against the devil. So friends, be sure to use whole armor of God as we take up our battle with Satan daily.
Thank you. Now, over time, God has raised up people to support me with the international group. Monica Kennelly was one, and Laurie Lucas is another. And I'm going to ask Laurie now to come and finish our service. Thank you, Laurie.
I'm sure you'll agree with me that this morning has been really good, and I want to compliment our folk down the front here who have taken part in the service for the courage that you've shown in speaking to us in a language which is your second language. I think those of us who speak English don't realise how difficult it is to come to a strange land and to have all the difficulties with visas and housing and employment and everything else, and then have to communicate in a language which is strange. And so it's taken a lot of courage today to do that. I learnt French at school for 3 years, and all I can say now is je ne parle pas français. That means I can't speak French. So I think that they've done a great job. It's been my privilege to be a helper for one of Alan's helpers this year, and I want to compliment Alan on the example that he has set me personally. As someone who has been in my workplace or my occupation for, well, it's 49 years since I first started and contemplating retirement, Alan has taught me that retirement is not about loafing about living extravagantly, but it's about self-sacrificial service. And what a great example Alan is showing us in that respect. And I think also in the way he presents the Bible studies, it's just spot on. Everything's done in easy English, and I think that is really good. So before we sing our concluding song, I just want to say that at the conclusion of our service today, that there's an opportunity for prayer. If you are seeking prayer for any particular concern, please come down the front and meet up with Jason or one of our spiritual support team who would love to pray with you if you have that need. So we're going to sing our final chorus now. And while we're singing, we are going to take up an offering for the City Bible Forum. So if you've come prepared for that, please feel free to contribute for that. And we're going to ask the ushers also to collect the care cards. So if you want to